press into my presence, because in my presence is where everything you need is. In my presence is fullness of joy. In my presence is everything you need, my people. Press in, press into my presence. That is where your every need will be met, is in my presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel like there's more to be said. I think it's from somebody else. Thank you, Lord.
Many believers out here just praying for a shift, Lord, in the church, and we agree with you, Lord. I heard a word over Christian radio, and it was with me last week, and it just won't leave me alone, so thank you, Lord, for encouraging this to come out. But for anyone ever heard of a paradigm shift, right? Those of you, if you don't, it's some information that causes your mind to change about something. So a little illustration would be, there is a bus driver. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is a large busload of people, and someone gets up and lets a blind man sit down. Was that a good thing? Most of us would say a good thing. But that man that gave up his seat was the bus driver. So that information caused your mind to change about something, right? And God showed me that our mind changing about either being near to God or even going to services, we need a change in the body. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're working that out in hearts right now, Lord. That instead of us coming up with all the ideas why we should miss Wednesday night, because we know there's many different things that we could be doing tonight, or Sunday morning. There's so many distractions, right?
Yes.
And we just thank you, Lord, that you're clarifying and washing and renewing the minds of your people. Lord God, that we would instead answer back to these things. No, I have church tonight. I have church on Sunday. I have an appointment with the Lord that he's going to speak to me about something. Instead of the enemy distracting, Lord, we push that back in Jesus' name. That a hunger would grow in the body.
Yes.
A hunger for your word, Lord God. A hunger for your presence, as Gina said, Lord God, that you would just bring your grace and mercy, that your word would just wash over us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you would allow a shift in the body of Christ, a shift in the hearts, Lord God, to not only seek you, but also get us out there, Lord God. Give us boldness to bring others into the presence of the Lord, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for that coming paradigm shift in our hearts and minds, Lord God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that just causing that to well up, Lord Jesus, and creating brave lions and lionesses for your kingdom, Lord God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on this earth, Lord God, as it is in heaven. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. John and Leanna, would you go lay hands on Harry and Judy? And I just want to say that while we were worshiping, I hope you accept us from the Lord, that the Lord says that he's pleased with you. Judy and Harry, the Lord said he's pleased with you. And that any discouragement or tiredness that has been trying to come upon you right now is an evil spirit, is not of him. And the Lord would want to say that if anything, as you've moved here, where something may feel like a glove that doesn't fit, it's because the Lord wants you not to look at what's been in the past, the things that you've accomplished for Him, the things that God has done through you. God is well pleased, but I feel like the Lord's saying that there's a new wineskin coming for you, and not to look at the things that are there in the past, because that is only going to make you say, but what happened? What about the future? But the Lord wants to give you a new wineskin and a new purpose, and He's saying to rest upon Him, wait for it, wait upon upon Him. He will give you that assignment. He will show you that you have not done anything wrong, that you rested in Him right now is exactly what He desires for you to soak it in, that He loves you. Your faithfulness, the Lord has seen it, and He's going to reward you for that, and He wants to strengthen you. He wants His peace to envelop you like never before, but He wants you to rest in Him, and He will reveal that new wineskin, and you have done nothing wrong, to rest in Him and tell the enemy to shut his mouth. You are well received in the kingdom of God. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We come against the spirit of discouragement. We come against those things that would try to say that the best is in the past. We rebuke that and command that foul spirit to shut his mouth. And we thank you for new wine skins. We thank you for new wine right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that it's coming forth, Father God. Lord, we thank you for rest and peace. And waiting upon Him right now.
Thank you,
to be comfortable in your skin. Waiting upon Him.
Amen. Amen.
And enjoying His presence. Enjoying peace and rest right now. He will reveal that new wineskin in His season.
Yes, hallelujah.
He will reveal that new wineskin.
Amen.
In His season, in due season. So, Lord, we declare that.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Speak it. Yes, we know that's the word of the Lord. Amen. We know that's the word of the Lord. So we honor you and we bless you and we thank you, Father God. We honor you, we thank you, and we praise you, Father, right now. Father, thank you, Father. We honor, Father God, Harry and Judy for the work that they've done that where many have not noticed, but you have noticed, Father God.
Amen.
We thank you for their faithfulness, Father God, in the house of the Lord. We thank you for their faithfulness to love those that are not loved,
Amen.
Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for blessing them, meeting all their needs, Father God, watching their rear guard, Father God, leading and guiding them on the path, Father God. We thank you they will not go to the left or to the right, but Father will wait upon you for this new wineskin.
Amen. Thank you.
And so we declare that and we speak that and we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, we praise
yes,
you, we
hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We thank you for
thank
that, Father.
Jesus.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name, we thank you for
Amen.
That, God.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that
hallelujah.
You love us. But we thank you that you never
hallelujah.
Leave us nor forsake us. Father God, you're always
you
there, Father God.
Lord.
Thank you, Father, for breaking
you
discouragement. Thank you, Father, for breaking
you
discouragement.
Faithful,
thank you for helping us to hear
Lord.
Your voice more clearly, Father God. As we honor
Lord.
You and we worship you and we praise
God.
You and we bless
yes,
you,
are,
you and we exalt you this
hallelujah.
Evening, Father, in the wonderful name. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you that how much you care for us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for your tender mercies and love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the power of the grace of God. Thank you for the power of the grace of God. We thank you for the power of the grace of God. Father, afresh and anew, reveal another wave, a revelation of your mercy and your grace, Father God. Show us your grace afresh and anew. Father, show us afresh and anew your grace and your mercy. And so we honor you and we praise you, Father. We thank you, Father. Let's just worship Him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him in English and in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your blessing on our lives. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Rakashala mamarando.
The bridegroom is eagerly waiting. The bridegroom is ready. The bridegroom is looking for his bride and waiting eagerly for her to be ready. a bride of purity, a bride of white as snow, a bride that's willing to come forth. He's calling forth a bride company even in this day, a company of people, a company of hungry hearts, a company of people who are willing to be broken like the alabaster jar so that the oil of joy can flow out of them, a company who's ready to sacrifice and to sit before him and yes, to seek him and to be in his presence and to sacrifice everything because of his love. His love is just flowing out to his bride right now. His love is flowing out and people are rejecting it and people are saying, I don't want that kind of love. I don't need it. And the Lord is saying, take my love, take my love, take my love.
Let's pray again, name together. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, we worship you, hallelujah. Oh, rakashana mamarando, baba rakashola mamaraki. Konyana mamanyano, hallelujah. Rababarakashana mamarande. Ronda barrikiata babarakashata babarakashana babariki. Rababarakashata babarika babariki. Rababarakashala mamariki. Rababarando babariki. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Randa barakashala mamariki, kuna maranda babaronda babarakashala babariki. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kuranda babariki. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kuna marando barakarata babarakashoto babariki. Roshala mamarka babariki arato babariki. Urondo barianda babaraka shala babariki. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember last Sunday when hallelujah and the shout of the king, what he was preaching?
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Shout of the king is within us.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord, we worship you, hallelujah. We lift our voice in worship, hallelujah. Oh, randa baraka shala mamarando. Konyana mamarando baraka shala babaria. Oh, hallelujah, we worship you, Lord, hallelujah. Konyana manyone. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, Kianto, Kana Mamaraka Shala Babariki, Shanda Babaraka Shata Babariki, Randa Babariki, Randa Babariki, Randa Babariki. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. His presence is so good.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We bless you and honor you. Amen. Amen. Telling you, Harry, Judy, I just keep hearing the Lord saying, be okay. It's okay to rest. You're not used to that. You're always running and gunning. I just feel like the Lord's saying, it's okay to rest. He'll release that what he has for you. He's well pleased with you. He's pleased for you to rest even. And I just feel that in my heart. I hope that the Lord will minister to you. Sometimes it's okay to rest, right? Sometimes in your ministry like you guys are, always in the vine field or in the vineyard or always working for the Lord, and then a time where they said it's time to take a little rest. Speak some new things to you, Harry and Judy. Speak some new things and just that he, God is so pleased with the work that you've done. Yes. 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 Well, you might end up taking a few naps, Harry. You might find you take a nap. Amen. Amen. Yes. That's amen. And what makes it so anointed more than anything? You're there. The anointing's on you. You are the anointing is on you. So thank the Lord. Isn't he so faithful? I just want to speak a few things. And I think it lines up right here. So I might have to go a little quicker. More quickly. But that's okay because it's on John session 66. Like Route 66. Session 66, Val. And Jesus said, "Why?" This is John chapter 7. Remember, Jesus had said before verse 19, "Why are you seeking to kill me?" Remember, he said that. We talked about that last week. John 7:19, and said, "Did Moses not give you the law, and yet none of you carries out the law?" Remember we said that? Isn't that an amazing statement? I mean, if you're raised and steeped and take pride in knowing the law backwards and front, right? Knowing everything about the Torah, man. You're involved in all those sacrifices, everything that you're supposed to be involved in as a Jew, amen, that's waiting for the Messiah. And then you have this man from Galilee up north, right? Come into Jerusalem, come into town, says, "Why are you trying to kill me?" And he says, "Did Moses not give you the law? And yet none of you carries out the law." And isn't that the truth, that nobody can carry out the law? And just be praying, because we begin this Sunday, I want to hit some things on the new covenant. I've come to realize that I talk to children, even my own kids, I can tell them about, I ask them about, "What do you need to do?" "Well, I need to be baptized, I need to be praying, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing that, and I need to be a good boy, and I need to be a good girl." And I say, "Well, what can you tell me about the new covenant?" And then you get, "Well, Jesus shed his blood," and then it's a blank stare. And as I was studying this week, and been the last couple weeks listening to a lot of different ministries and listening to a lot of different things, but feeling dissatisfied, the Lord spoke to me and said, "You know what, Chad? You've got to understand this. Yes, I reveal my goodness. I reveal things to you, but you can never get off the center point, which is the grace of God. You never move on from the grace of God. God reveals everything that he's going to reveal to you through the grace of God." As we open this up, there's two pillars of the new covenant, and it was laid out in John chapter 1, grace and truth. Moses brought the law. Jesus brought grace and truth. Isn't that wonderful news? And as I was becoming dissatisfied, and you know, as a pastor, somebody teaches, you feel like you got to accumulate more information, more information, more information, more stuff. And the Lord finally said, "You know what? Man, that's not what it's about. Everything I reveal to you will be off. We'll start with this and it'll end with this, the grace of God. Everything that you overcome in your life will be by the grace of God. Everything that I reveal to you will be by the grace of God." And I'll probably mention on Sunday, he was talking about his ministry. When he said, "What is my ministry? To proclaim the grace of God." And yet, you know, I've mentioned this other thing where he says, "I worked harder than all of them." I love this scripture, "but not me, but the grace of God." He could have said, "You know what? I worked harder than all of them, and I get a balanced supplemental diet. I take my vitamins. Nothing wrong with it. I make sure I keep my carbs low." And I understand, you know, probably preaching to myself right there. "I'm getting my 8 hours of sleep. I'm making sure I'm exercising. I'm making sure I have my quiet time. I make sure I'm praying enough. I make sure I'm doing this enough. There's so many things he could have said, but he said, no, the reason why that I am working with this ability I have that goes beyond Peter, that goes beyond John, that goes beyond all the other apostles, is not me, but the grace of God within me. And so, Lord, as the Lord began to speak to me and say, you cannot get off of this thing. You don't move on from grace. As I had a friend that I love who's a pastor, and he called me, I think I told you, he said, guess what, Chad? I know you're a grace guy. I'm doing a 4-week message on the grace of God. But you know what? It's not a 4-week message, though. It's not a thing where you 4 weeks and, okay, we got that out of the way. Whoo! Let's move on. Did you know everything that we accomplish, everything that we'll ever overcome, will be by the grace of God? You know, I started realizing it as I was doing some things for some people, and I was around some people that had a different, that I didn't like their lifestyle. Can I just be honest? Wasn't a godly lifestyle. And I remember telling somebody, I said, I'm not going to do this thing anymore. And that's when the Lord said, wait a second. And I started remembering things in the Bible about Jesus eating with the sinners, eating with those that were well off of the lifestyle for the normal Jew, or at least what they were willing to admit or not hide. All the prostitutes, the drug addicts, gays, lesbians. I'm just talking now for our time. And Jesus was willing to eat with them, talk with them, and show the love to them. When I realized what I was kind of doing, I said, wait a second, why has this happened? Because you have come off the center bullseye of the grace of God. It's so easy to do, saints. It's so easy to go into self-helps. It's so easy to start looking at other people. If they just quit doing this, and this. It's easy to start nitpicking at people's struggles. Amen. But as the Lord began to speak to me, and as I realigned myself on that goodness and that grace, I just, I felt that weight, like a weight come off. And say, Lord, I don't have to prove anything. Lord, you know, matter of fact, more knowledge, academia, can actually just lead to pride. It can lead to you trying to figure it out in your head. And actually, it takes the form of the Spirit of God without realizing it. It can take the place of God ministering to you by his grace and mercy. And now we go into, and I'm not saying it's okay to read books. I'm not saying that. You let God lead you where he wants to lead you. But it can never come off this the middle of the teeter-totter is the grace of God. And through that grace, he leads you into truth. Amen. Through that grace, the other pillar, he leads you into all truth. Isn't that good? So I want to say that I am a grace junkie, that I've had a revelation of the grace of God, that many times you have to come to the end of yourself. You have to come to the end of yourself and your efforts and say, I give up. Has anybody ever been there and say, I give up? And what happens is this revelation of the grace of God, Jesus being grace itself. There's this revelation of his goodness. There's this revelation of this power working in you that has nothing to do with your effort, has nothing to do with your strengths, has nothing to do with your abilities, has nothing to do with your wisdom, and everything to do with the grace of God working through your life. You cannot take any credit for it, for we are saved by grace. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Lord, I pray that we in our lives would continue to realize it is the grace of God. It is his goodness. It is his unmerited favor. It's him when I fall down and skin my knees. He gets me up and says, come on up with me. You're already seated in heavenly places with me. Come on up with me. And it's only done by his mercy and his grace. You cannot do it on your own. Maybe for a while. Then you slip into pride. Then you slip into, well, look at this group over here. And you forget about God's love for them. God wants to reveal his grace to the homosexual. God wants to reveal his grace to the lesbian. God wants to reveal his grace to the drug addict. God would love to reveal his love and his mercy and pick them up and say, come on, son and daughter, come up with me. Come up where I dwell. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Nobody can carry out the law. When Jesus says that none of you carries out the law, that had to shock him. You don't even know us. You don't know how often we go to the synagogue. You don't know how often we're reading the scroll of Isaiah that speaks about you coming. You don't realize how long we've been waiting for you, but because of being entrenched in the law and our own efforts, we don't recognize you. It was religion that put him on the cross. Jesus making a covenant with himself. Nobody realizing really what he was accomplishing as he hung there on a tree, that he was taking the curse of the law on him. Nobody really understood. Many of them were saying, man, we thought he was the Messiah. But at that point, God was making a covenant with himself by shedding the blood of his son. Amen. And all I had to do is come and say, I believe that that was enough for me. I believe that was enough to wash all my sins away. I believe that was enough to set me free. And even when I've got these struggles after struggles, I still have to believe by faith that I am righteous through him. And all of a sudden, my faith in my heart begins to grow. And the next thing you know, I'm busting out of shackles and chains because I refuse to give up. I refuse not to believe that I was righteous. Only because Jesus cut a covenant with Abraham, right? Abraham didn't walk through those, through the, when the fire pot and the flaming torch. Only this flaming torch in this fire pot with these cut up animals, three rams, three lambs, right? Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. Jesus ministered for 3 years. Jesus was alive for 33 years. Boy, those typologies to me were talking about Jesus. Who, when God made a covenant with Abraham, what did Abraham have to do with it? He didn't even walk through that with God. He just watched. And he said, because you believe, it's credited to you as righteousness. Father, thank you for helping us, no matter the power of God flowing and moving, and we want that more. It'll always be centered on the grace of God. It'll always be centered there, which doesn't, that where the enemy cannot pick us off. It's there where the enemy whispers and we put our foot on his head, where he cannot talk and say, shut up, I'm not hearing your voice anymore. I'm no longer under the law, but I'm under grace. Thank you, Jesus, for that grace. Lord, how easy it is to get off a little bit. It is. We all can do that. But Lord, thank you for centering us right there. As you know, that when I was younger, I spoke in tongues, had gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I was the most miserable man, because I knew nothing about the grace of God, the power of the grace of God. Wow. Thank you for that, Jesus. Did Moses not give you the law, and yet none of you carries out the law? Why are you seeking to kill me? The crowd answered, you have a demon who is seeking to kill you, they said to Jesus. Jesus answered them, and he says, I did one deed, and y'all were astonished. Now, we don't know, if you read before that, we don't know what deed he did. The deeds he did before that was he fed the 5,000. That's quite a deed, isn't it? Before that, there was somebody was lame, was healed, so that we don't know what deed it was. He says, I do one deed, and you are astonished. Verse 22, for this reason Moses has given you circumcision. Not that it is from Moses. It wasn't from Moses, but from the fathers. It was Abraham, right? And even on the Sabbath, you circumcise a man. So because of your law, you say that on the Sabbath, if it's the eighth day, and that boy, that young boy needs to be circumcised, you'll make sure he's circumcised. Amen? But verse 23, but if a man receives a circumcision on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses will not be broken, are you angry at me because I made an entire man well on the Sabbath? Wow. So steeped in religion. not realizing even the heart of the law at all. It was all about the exterior. How do I look? How do I sound? Amen. How much do I know? What kind of facade can I put on? Look at, I'm righteous. How many scriptures can I memorize? Amen. I've gone to every sacrifice, every festival this year. But when Jesus healed somebody on the Sabbath, all of a sudden they're up in arms. See, they, seeing as we, give me a few more minutes there, their body, their flesh was sacrificed, was circumcised, but the hearts were not. Their hearts were not circumcised. Even in Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, it says, Moreover, the Lord is talking about the future. He's talking about Jesus Christ here. Moreover, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. Thank you, Jesus. I'll take that promise right there. Thank you very much. I'll put that in my pocket as that promise, and I'll declare that for me and my descendants. I don't care what it looks like. The promises of God are yes and amen. Did you know that, Don? The promises of God are yes and amen. I may be a failure. I may need to pick myself up every day, but this is my goal in life, and we'll talk more about it on Sunday. My thing in the morning when I get up now is not to promise anything to God, but say, God, I'm going to follow your promises. In the Old Testament, you had to make all these promises. I promise to do this. I promise to do that. I'll do this and I do that. Under the new covenant, I'm saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe in your promises. I believe I'm righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Lord, I thank you that by faith I'm justified. I'll believe that promise. And so my life, I'm realizing now, is spent as I'm growing in him, is to trust and realize the promises of God coming about in my life. That's what faith is. Believing in the promises of God. Before I had to make all these promises. I promise not to do that again, Lord. Anybody ever done that? I promise not to do that anymore. Promise not to talk that way again. It'll always turn into a failure. But the promise is, thank you, Lord Jesus. Your word says, I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. And so I let that be declared out of my mouth that I belong to you. I declare, Lord, that I am sealed in the Holy Spirit. I thank you that nothing can take me out of your hands. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what kind of mess it is I'm in. I'm going to dare to believe your promises. So you and I, our life is a pursuit to see his promises come about in our lives. Man, I think even I can do that to a little degree. The revelation for me is, Lord, I'm pursuing your promises. I'm not making any more promises. It doesn't work. Because as Jesus said, all of you here, none of you is following the law. And so he heals somebody on a Sabbath, and they're all up in arms. Because they're circumcised in their flesh, but their hearts are calloused. Amen. Then Jesus says, do not judge by the outward appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Wow, you know, let me just say this, we all need to be circumcised by the Holy Spirit. The circumcision is done by the Holy Spirit. By faith. This is what's beautiful. God promises Abraham, Genesis 15, believe me, I just made a covenant with myself. Do you believe that? Yes, you just had righteousness credited to you. Thank you very much. And then a few chapters later, here's Abraham deciding to have an Ishmael. It is when he had the Ishmael is when God instituted this circumcision. He says, I want you to circumcise everybody in your household, even that mistake you made, Ishmael. He belongs to you too. You didn't follow, even though he wasn't part of the promise, what did God do? He turned things around. He made things that were wrong in his own doing, and God even circumcised that. Thank you for even the wrong things that we've done in our lives, and God circumcises those things. What's Ishmael doing being circumcised? He's not going to be the promised son, but he is a foreshadow and a type of you and I. He said he would be the father of many nations, not just the Jews. And so taking someone like Ishmael says, I want you to even circumcise Ishmael. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your blood, your circumcision, making things that I've done wrong and thinking them, making them right, Lord, that you are the one that circumcises those things. You're the one that makes them right, Lord. You're the one that makes the rough path smooth in Jesus' name. You're the ones that takes the Ishmaels in my life, Father God, and still love me and still use me for your purpose and still bless me with all the grace I could ever need in my life. Thank you very much, Lord Jesus. We praise you and exalt you for that tonight. Amen. That, Lord, even the Ishmaels, Father God, and mistakes in my life you made right because of a promise that I choose to believe, that if I'll put my trust and faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and I believe that he was risen from the dead and he's at the right hand of the Father and I am seated there with him, amen, that is my position. Although my state may be down here, he's bringing me up as I believe in the promises of God that are yes and amen. And that makes me shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Father God. Would you cleanse us from religious things that keep us bound, Father God, that we don't even know about. We are so enthusiastic sometimes about grace, Lord, but there's so much more that you want to reveal to us in your grace, that you want to reveal to us in your mercy, Father God. So much more. And I think that music was my cue that I needed to end. Sean's learning, isn't he? Father, we love you. Can you just lift your hands and say, thank you for circumcising my heart. Thank you for setting me free. Lord, thank you that I belong to you. Thank you from grace, not just be something that I believe out, just out of my mouth, but realizing my heart is circumcised by faith as you continue to reveal this goodness to you, Lord. Thank you for revealing your grace to us. Thank you for it whispering to us in the nighttime, Dawn. Thank you for whispering to us in the morning, amen, I'm there. Thank you that every mistake or struggle, every lying voice, because of grace, we identify that and say, you must go in Jesus' name. And Lord, last thing, thank you again, Lord, for circumcising every Ishmael in our lives and making things right in spite of us. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. I was big.